The president has said, okay, if we're able to make a deal with Iran, along with that, he wants all the Gulf nations to sign on to the Abraham Accords, which was an agreement that was made during the president's first term to normalize relations with Israel between Israel and Gulf nations. And at the time, back in his first term, the only two that signed on were Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates. But now it seems the president has kind of proposed this potential, this prospect of having all Gulf nations sign on to the Abraham Accords along with this peace deal, potential peace deal between the U.S. and Iran. They're not reacting well to it.
They balked. And in many ways, I think that what we heard from some of the reporting that came out of this was that it was almost a feeling of disbelief. They couldn't believe, as they say here in Israel, they couldn't believe the chutzpah from the president trying to throw all of this stuff into the same deal. And again, when we're talking about this administration, and I think when we're talking about allies or military partners, particularly in the Gulf region, not a lot of them are necessarily going to be hanging a lot on each individual thing that the president says. So while they're going to be feeling disbelief, and certainly they're going to be a bit shocked by the president's demand, I would imagine that a lot of these other countries are just going to see this as one of Trump's peccadilloes, one of his, you know, strange little habits, and they might just let it slide. It looks as though the president is on some level, if he wants to resolve this, if he wants to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and resume international trade to where it was before, he's going to have to make some sort of climb down. And these sorts of things, this ask about the Abraham Accords, he sees as a legacy-saving Hail Mary to try to get something good that he can boast about out of this deal.